Okay, I just met with the board of directors. They were not happy.
I can imagine. I still don't understand how this happened.
Neither do I, but I would guess it has something to do with the testing and safety department having their budget reduced by half last year. That was a terrible idea.
Well, hindsight is 20/20, I guess.
Of course it is, but if you're going to cut costs, safety is not the first place you look. It's the last. They saved a couple of million dollars by doing that, but they just caused one of the worst crises in the history of this company.
Crises?
Excuse me?
The plural of crisis isn't crises, it's crises.
This is really not the time for an English lesson, Layla.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, as I was saying, this is one of the worst crises that we've ever had. We're going to have to drop everything to work on this for the next few months at least.
Well, what did the board decide?
They went for a full recall. All of the cars, full refunds for every customer, no exceptions.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you need from me?
I need you to call a meeting with the department heads. There's no point in keeping this a secret anymore. The whole company needs to go into damage control, but in particular, we'll need the PR, marketing, and logistics departments working around the clock on this. But we need to plan this out very carefully. Once we start the recall, we cannot stop.
Just like our cars, I guess.
This is not the time for jokes, Lila.
Okay, sorry. Okay, do you want me to start an investigation with the safety and engineering departments to find out how this happened?
It's tempting, but no. That's not a priority right now. We have more important things to focus on.
Are you upset we're doing a recall?
Upset? No. In a way, I'm relieved. I was worried the board of directors would try to sweep this under the rug. I'm glad we're tackling this head on. Anyway, send an urgent email to the department heads. I want this meeting today, no exceptions.
Okay, I'll let you know as soon as they reply.
Thanks.